Welcome to Fiyam Yerushalmi. She responds to Elohim Nishmas from Moshe Howard Zitzal. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Yud in the Art School Oyz V'Hodor edition. Perek Rishon starting Aloch Yud Aleph, a few lines down in Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Baish Shenifchas V'Sikech Al Gabov. The house, the roof of the house fell down, was breached, and he put Schach in the opening of that roof. Im Yesh Ben HaKoysel L'Sikuch. If the distance between the wall and the Schach Arba amos, psulo. If it's 4 amos, it's possible. Less than 4 amos is kosher. V'chen b'chotza shimukefes achzdero. Same thing when you have a courtyard, and around the courtyard there's a little roof, and he puts schach on top of the roof. If the roof is 4 amos, you have 4 amos of possible schach, so it's possible. If it's less than 4 amos, it's kosher. Similarly, another example. Sukkah gdoilo shikifu odovo shem sachim boy. You have a big sukkah, and they surrounded it with something which is possible. Imesh tatav arba amos possible. If underneath is 4 amos, it's possible. So gemara tani reb chiyo avir possible poisel b'shlosh tefachim. Schach possible and poisel b'arba amos. This shita says, if you have air space, that we saw the previous mishnah, 3 tefachim of air of an opening with no schach is possible. But schach possible, you need to have 4 amos. Meaning, schach posel is not posel until you don't have 4 amos. It doesn't matter if the schach posel is in the middle of the sukkah or the side of the sukkah. Always, schach posel requires the size of arba amos, which is very, very large, to make it posel. Omar Yosef, Afanon Tanino Taitayon, both of them were mentioned in the Mishnah. Aver posel posel b'shlosh tefachim tanino yichik taschikuch minat tefonish shlosh tefachim psulo. It says if you make the schach far away from the walls, 3 tefachim is posel. Schach posel and posel b'arba amos, it's our Mishnah. Tanino b'ayit shenivchas esikich agabov. If you have a hole in the roof and you put schach there, so he learns, and this mishnah we said the arba amos psula is not dafka next to the wall. Every place, if you have 4 amos, schach pasul, it's not placed until 4 amos, it's not placed on the sukkah. Says the Gemara, malishon tachtov, can you sleep under it? And this is referring specifically to the case of the avir. You have airspace in the middle. If it's less than 3 tefachim, it's considered to be closed because you say lavud. So, can you sleep under it? So, hey, Siv Rav Yitzchok Bar Yashav, Rav Yashav asked, "Hare tit haniroik mashin lemikveh? Tit haniroik is some type of mud that you put into the mikveh. That's mashin lemikveh. That could fill up the mikveh to be the exact amount of a liquid that we need in the mikveh. But ain't mad bilin bo. You're not allowed to put you can't do the actual tevila in the tit haniroik. So, if so, over here as well." So here, this is mashim, the sukkah makes it a full sukkah. We now let us sleep underneath the opening. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis, Chizki Omar, Schach Posel is Poisel, not in Arbamis. Schach Posel is Poisel in 4 tefachim. Even though the Gemara doesn't say it over here, but that's what Abraham explains. He holds that Schach Posel is a psul in 4 tefachim. Hi, so why in our Mishnah we said that 4 amis is okay? The only reason it's 4 amis is okay because it's next to the wall. So you look at this schach as if it's part of the wall. Even though it's right now, it's horizontal. But you look at that part horizontal as if it's standing straight and it's continuing the wall. So the wall is just bending down. But that's why the 4 amis works. If it would be in the middle of the sukkah, it would not work. There will be puzzle. Anything more than 4 tefachim will be puzzle. Tani Rabbi Shai, Bnei Shineris, Kedef and Akumos. Rabbi Shai says the name of Raiso. That's the reason that here we allow it until 4 amis. Rabbi Abchiyab Shabirich, it says Bnei Shineris, Kedef and Akumo. They say the same reason because it looks like a bent wall. Rabbi Zahiro, Rabbi Yosef, Shavkano, Bnei Shineris, Kedef and Akumo. It looks like a bent wall. That's the reasoning. Omar Vyoni Levesi, Velama, Linan Amir, Mishush, Ain Sikuch, Posel, Poisel, Elabar Abamas. So he asks, why don't they explain the Mishnah like a Pashup Shat? The 4 amis is not poisel until a 4 amis. A schach posel is not poisel. Why do they see doifin akumo? In other words, why don't they agree that schach posel should be okay until 4 amis? Halacha Yudbei zok the Mishnah. Haoise sukosoi kemin srif. Kemin srif means it doesn't really have a roof, but it's the shape of a triangle. The schach is going in an angle to one side and then going down the other side. Looks like a rooftop. That's called kemin srif. Or he leaned the schach on the wall. So you really have only one angle. There's no roof. So Rablaza says you have to have an actual roof. Say it's okay. Machzeles konim means as a mat made out of reeds. Machzeles gdoilo, a big machzeles. So then, asar l'shchiva, if it was done for sleeping purposes, so that it's meant to be used, so mekabel estumo ve'ein mesachim bo. The way the Bavli explains it, meaning, machzel gdoyle, if you didn't designate it for laying down, so that it's meant for a schach, it's meant for a cover, and it's not mekabel tumo, and you can use it for schach. But if it's machzel ktano, if it's a small machzelis, so then lesikuch, if it was made, meant to, if it was designated to be a schach, mesachim bo ve'ein mekabel estumo, you can use a schach ve'ein mekabel estumo. But if you didn't designate it, it's a stum that's used for a bed, it becomes a kli, it's mekabel tumo. So meaning, it really depends if it's large or small, what is its stoma. But the idea is that anything which is a kli, if it's mekabel tumo, you can use it as schach. If it's not a kli, it's not mekabel tumo, you can use it as a schach. Both if it's large or small, asar l'shchivam, if he designate for shchivam, mekabel estumo ve'ein mesachim bo, or the sikuch mesachim bo ve'ein mekabel estumo, if he did it for sikuch, so it's mesakech and it's not mekabel tumo. And the way this explained in the Bavli is that he holds that stama is the shchivam. So when it says asar l'shchivam means the stama suyos l'shchivam, it's meant for sleeping purposes and mekabel tumo. But the sikuch, if you designate for sikuch, then it'll be okay. So the Gemara Moideh Ablozer Chachomim, when we talk about the sukkah is on an angle, doesn't have a roof. Shim hoyso nesuna arba avonim, if you picked up the schach and put it on four stones, or it's above, higher from the ground by a tefach, either or maybe it means the same thing. It's above the avonim, the size of a tefach, sheik shehu. So even though usually you need to have a wall of 10 tefachim, here, even one tefach is enough. As long as you have some kind of a shape and a resemblance of a wall and a roof, so you can see a difference. You can see part of it is a wall, part of it is a roof. Even though the wall is not the full shear, it works as a sukkah according to Rabbi Elazar. Says Muatani, Oyses sukkosoi kibes yar halevonon ksheru. What does it mean, kibes yar halevonon? So Rav Chaim explains, we're talking about the house that Shlomo HaMelech built, which was made with many beams, and it was going up and down. It's like you have the rooftop, you have a roof that goes in an angle, and then it goes back up, back down. So you have many many heights and many lows. So then it's ksheira, even though it's not flat. Even though he holds, you need to have a flat roof. But here, because you have walls, so I don't need to have the actual flat roof. I just need to have a difference between the wall and the roof, as we saw before. The machlokes that we have in the Mishnah regarding machzalos, regarding the mats, is it mekabel tumo or not? That is only in machzalos usho, which are very soft, and people use them for sleeping. He argued, he says, machzalos usho, they're so soft, everybody agrees it's done for shchiva, until you make it for a purpose of a tent, of a roof. But stam machzelos teveria toiris achesim l'shchiva. Teveria, on the other hand, the machzelos are meant teveria, they are hard, and usually they're meant for rooftops and not for sleeping purposes, so everybody agrees it's not mekabel tumo. Rav Yitzchak bar Chakulo, he said, Rav Shimon bar Rebbe Hori, when he was moire, behelin al pesach hachanuyos, the curtains you have in front of the stores, shem toiris, they're not meant to sleeping on it. Hori Rav Eime arugo tmeo. If it's woven, so it's comfortable to lay down in it, so it's meant for sleeping, therefore it's tome. Ma'ol l'sakech bo, can you use it for schach? So the more it depends on machlekes bo zeh chachamim. Meaning, what is a stoma? Is a stoma meant for sleeping or not? Be the same machlekes that we have between chachamim and in our mishnah. Continues the more in daf yudalef and mudalef on top. Rav Yitzchok b'lezer hoyri min doichak latir roshe ma'adonim u'l'sakech bohem. Roshe ma'adonim were different mats that were tied together. In both sides, I mean, you have knots that connect them together on the top, and knots that connect them together on the bottom. If you open one of the knots, one side, so then it's not anymore ready for sleeping because it's not attached together. So if you did that, you could use it for schach. Now, why it was mati only midoichak? It wasn't a lechatrila heter. It's only when you're stuck because the mice it's still tied in the other side. So if you completely untie it, so then for sure you can use it for schach. But here you're untying only one side, so then midievet it's kosher l'schach, but not lechatrila. So how's the Gemara, Tanina, it says in the Braisa, V'chilamati Roshi Ma'adonim Te'oiro. It says if you untie one side of the mat, it becomes tar. V'at Omer Hachi, and you say it's only Midoichak. It should be L'chatrila. You untie one side, it completely becomes tar, according to the Mishnah. So you should be allowed to use it for the Schach. But this will conclude the first parak of Masechet Sukkah, Hadron Aloch Perek Sukkah, Hadron Aloch Perek Sukkah. And with this we conclude, Yerushalmi Sukkah Daf Yud.